You're listening to the audio production of The Silent Songbird by Melanie Dickerson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jude Mason.
Chapter 1. Summer, 1384. Berkhamsted Castle, Hertfordshire, England. Servants may marry whomever they want, but a king's ward has no freedom at all. Evangeline broke off the song she was singing. A lump rose in her throat. Through her open window, facing the castle bailey, she watched the servants talking and laughing and milling about, finishing their morning chores. A kitchen maid was drawing a bucket of water at the well in the centre of the bailey. A young man approached her. Alma gave him the dipper, and he lifted it to his lips. The stranger's hair was brown and fell over his brow at an angle. He was tall, and even from Evangeline's bedchamber window on the third level of the castle, she could see he was handsome, with a strong chin and a sturdy stance. He passed the water around to the other men who had followed him to the well. Evangeline leaned out the window to try to catch what they were saying. "Thank you," the man said as he handed the dipper back to the servant. He wore the clothing of a peasant, a leather mantle over his long linen tunic. "Where are you from?" Alma asked. "Glynvall, a little village north, brought to sell and wheat flour." Evangeline couldn't make out all the words. The man wasn't like most peasants. Not that she had seen very many, but this man held himself upright with an air of confidence and ease.